More than 100 people from the local community took part in a public meeting this morning dealing with the city's pedestrian safety ordinance, which went into effect earlier this week. Commerce Lexington hosted the informational session to help city officials get the word out about the new law, which they hope will further discourage panhandling, especially in the downtown area. Assistant Police Chief Sean Coleman says the measure deals primarily with people crossing major roadways.
If you're crossing the road, you have to do it in the intersection. It prohibits someone from being out in the roadway, so you can't go out in the roadway and you can't stay in the median. So where do we see a lot of that? So that prevents us from a public safety point, are able to prevent people who may be engaged in panhandling or any other act. Sometimes solicitors do the same thing.
Polly Ruddick, director of the city's Office of Homelessness Prevention and Intervention, talked about the End Panhandling Now van. That's a new program that picks up panhandlers and puts them to work on city projects, paying them $9 an hour, as well as the public service campaign directing people to the Lex Give website instead of giving money directly to panhandlers.
Lex Give funds the van. It takes about $100,000 a year for that van to run. That van has been very successful in reducing the number of panhandlers that we have in Lexington. However, that van is only funded a very limited time with city money. This van has, since it's been so successful, this community needs to continue to fund that van.
City officials say the new pedestrian and panhandling measures have drawn interest from other metropolitan areas, including Louisville and Cincinnati. Alan Lytle, WUKY News.